Today's Amud for Chazara is Ma'ikatan Yedal Adam Aleph. We're holding on Yud Gimel Amud Beis, starting the third parak. So says the Mishnah of Elu Magalchem in Mayid, the following people have a heter to cut the hair on Chol HaMayid. Habam Ibn Dina Sayyam, someone who comes from traveling overseas, Umi Beis HaShivya, where he comes out of captivity, Vayoytzi Umi Beis HaAsura, and he comes out of jail, Vamunuda Shatiru Leichachamim, someone who is a Nidoi, and they were matter his Nidoi on Chol HaMayid. He made a neder not to cut his hair, and then he did hataras nedarim on Chol HaMayid. Another ramitzayra ha'ile mitumasal tarasa another or mitzayra, if he becomes tamei meis, and now he's becoming tar, so he's allowed to get his hair cut. He has a chiyuv to get his hair cut, and he's allowed to even if it's on Chol HaMayid. Ve'elu mechavsim ha'mayid, the following people have had to do laundry on Chol HaMayid. So the ones that are negeya, we're just going to repeat them. Says the Mishnah, it's abam u'midin sayam v'es ha'shevya v'yotz v'es ha'asurin v'u'minudah shetil l'chachamim v'chem mishanish l'chacham v'hutar. All these people that we mentioned also by haircuts, they also have a heter to do their laundry. And more so, mitpuchay sayadayim, hand towels, which get dirty very easily. So those you have a heter, u'mitpuchay sa'asaparim or asfarim, either the barber's towel, the barber's cape, or the svarim covers, u'mitpuchay sa'spag, shower towels, v'hazavin v'hazavis v'anidais v'yoldos, the clothing of different ladies who are tamei, and they have tumah that's coming out of their guf or his guf, and their clothes get dirty very easily, so they also have a heter to do laundry on Chol HaMayid. V'chol ha'ilam mituma l'taro, and v'chol ha'ilam mituma l'taro, also like a lady after Shavu Nekiyim, her clothing is tamei, and now she's becoming tar, so she has to wash her clothing to be mitaret, so she's allowed to also wash her clothing. Hare'ilu mutaru nushakol adam asurin, these people have a heter, but other people do not. Ask the Gemara, v'shar kol adam ha'tayim asurin, why is it asur to get a haircut or do laundry on Chol HaMayid? The chayra, even though it's malacha, it's a tzarech ha'mayid, so it should be mutar. Says the Gemara, first with a mashal. K'dinan, like we learned in the Mishnah, in Pesachas Tainis, it says that anshei mishmar v'anshei mayimin asurin l'sapr l'chabes, that the kayhanim, or the Israelim, who are serving in the Beis HaMikdash, so they also, during their week that they serve, they have an isur to get a haircut or do laundry. V'chamishim utar v'nei kved ha'shabes, Thursday is a special heter, but otherwise it's asur. V'amir rabbi bar chana, amir rabbi lazar, my taima, what's the reason that Chazal asur them to do laundry or cut their hair? It's kadesh l'yikantzul mishmarton k'shem menuvalin, so they don't save up their haircut or laundry until the week that they're serving in the Beis HaMikdash, and then they come in with unclean clothes or with long hair. So we make an usher while they serve, so that everyone makes sure to take advantage and get their haircut and do their laundry beforehand. Hachanami kadesh l'yikantzul arega k'shem menuvalin. Here also, it's so that they don't. By Chol HaMayid, the reason why Chazal asked laundry and haircuts during Chol HaMayid is that a person shouldn't push off his laundry and push off his haircuts for Chol HaMayid and then come into Yom Tov looking not nice. So therefore they asked it so that a person makes sure to take care of it before Yom Tov. But Reb Zera asked the Shailo, Avdalei Aveda Erev Arega. Let's say a person loses something, Erev Arega, he loses his wallet, he spends his whole Erev Yom Tov looking for his wallet, and he was an Aines, he was busy, he couldn't get a haircut. Kevon da Anis Mutter, do we say since he was an Aines, so he's allowed to get his haircut, or do laundry, but we'll just speak about haircut, so therefore he's allowed to get his haircut. Aydilma Kevon da Mukha Milso, like, or maybe no, since it's not Mukhach, it's not Nicker, like all the other cases of the Mishnah, those cases, everyone knows about the fact that he was an Aines, this, not everyone knows that he lost his wallet, so therefore there's a problem of Marisayan. And Amar Abayi, that yeah, it's a problem of Marisayan. And he brings us an example, that which the Gemara says in Psachim, that Yoyim Rukola Sarika Nasura and Zuki Baisis Mutarin, that we say that you're not allowed to make pictures into your matzah. Even the family of Baisis, they had stamps that they could do it, and there was no chashash that the matzah was going to be left out for 18 minutes, Afal Pekin, it's also because of what? They're going to say that everyone can't do it, and Baisis family is allowed to. That's not the way Chazal make their gzeiras. So too over here, they asked haircuts, and even for a person who lost his wallet on Erev Yom Tov. I asked the Gemara, really, well, Tamech, but according to you, how the Amr of Asim, Rabbi Eichanan, call me Shein Le'elu Chalik Echa Mutta L'chabse B'chul Shomayi, a person who's only in possession of one shirt, so the halacha is that he's allowed to wash it on Chol HaMayid. So Hasanami, Yaim Rukola Sarikan Asurin, Sarikan Baisus, Mutarin, shall we say that everyone else is not allowed to make pictures in their matzah, and the Baisis family is allowed to, meaning over there also we should have the same issue, that if there's an issue to do laundry, so then it applies to everybody. Says the Gemara, no, over there it's different. Over there it's different because it's nicker that he only has one shirt and people will understand that he's an exception to the rule. How is it nicker? Because of his belt. His ezurai is mechiachalav. His belt shows it because now that he doesn't have a shirt, so when he wears his robe, he's going to have to make sure it's tied shut because otherwise people are going to see his skin. So he's going to wear a belt over his robe. That apparently wasn't so normal. And therefore, when people see him wearing this belt, they're going to say, oh, it must be he doesn't have a shirt. His only shirt is the one that he's washing. Ravashi Masni Bayi Ravashi Masni, Ravashi taught Rav Zeira Shail a little bit differently. That Bayi Rav Zeira Uman Sha'avdalay Aveda Erev Harego Mahu. His Shail was specifically about an Uman, like a barber. A barber loses his wallet on Erev Yamtiv. What's the halacha? By a barber, it's much more well known because everyone who went to get a haircut that day, they saw that the barber was out because he lost his wallet. Everyone knows about it. Everyone knows he lost his wallet. So says the Gemara, do we say Kevin de Umanu Mukha Milsa? Do we say since he's an Uman, so it is known by everybody that he was an Aines? Or maybe no, since the fact that he was an Aines isn't as well known as the cases of the Mishnah, those cases are really meforsam, so maybe we do not give a heter, to which the Gemara says teiku, and the Halach Lamai says that we go to Chumrah and it's Aser. Says the Gemara Vayter, Mimedina Sayam. So one of the Aterim was a person who came back Mimedina Sayam. Says the Gemara that Masnisa delayk Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah, which allows a person who came Mimedina Sayam to get a haircut, is not like Rabbi Yehuda. The Tani we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Haba Mimedina Sayam, Lo Yigaleach, Mimnei Shiyatza Shalai Birishos. That a person who came back Mimedina Sayam, he's not allowed to get a haircut because he left without permission. Now Amar Rava Rav explained that Losha Divriya Kol Aser. And we're talking about a person who left Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz. So if he left Lasha, he went just stam to go on vacation. Even the Chachamim hold you're not allowed to get a haircut if you come back on Chol HaMoed, because that's for sure. You left Shalai Birshas. Limizaynayis Devriya Kol Mutar. If you went for basic needs, for basic parnasa, everyone agrees, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees, that that's called Birshas, and it would be mutter for you to get a haircut if you come back on Chol HaMoed. Like Nechuku El Arvacha, the Machlaikas Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda is if a person technically he has enough money to live, but he was going for business purposes to have more money. So Rav Yehuda says that that's like Lashon that Shalai Birshus, and the Chachamim say it's like Mezoinis and it's considered Birshus. Now Meisvei asked the Gemara, is that really true? That's the Machlokes Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim? If so, we're going to be stuck in a statement of Rebbe. Amar Rebbe had said, Nanir and Divir Rav Yehuda Kashiyatza Shalai Birshus. I agree with Rav Yehuda in a case where he left Shalai Birshus. Divir Chachamim Kashiyatza Birshus. And I agree with the Chachamim in a case that he left Birshus. So now, my Shalai Birshas. What does it mean he left Shalai Birshas? Ilaymo Lashud, that he left to go on vacation. Va'amar Divriya Kol Aser. Why is Rabbi saying I go with Rabbi Yehuda in that case? Even the Chachamim agree in that case that it's Aser. Va'alam Mezoinais. Okay, so must be he left Eretz Yisrael to go for Parnasa. Va'amar Divriya Kol Mutar. In that case of Mezoinais for basic needs, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that it's Mutar. So how could Rabbi say that you can't get a haircut? Alapshita Laharvacha. Must be for Harvacha. That's where Rabbi said that he agrees with Rabbi Yehuda that you're not allowed to get a haircut. That's how we'll have to read, understand Rabbi Yehuda, a Rabbi's statement according to Rava. However, then Eim Seifa, we're going to be stuck with the Seifa of Rabbi's statement. Rabbi then said that Nira Divrei Chachamim Kishiyatze Bereshus. That I agree with the Chachamim if you left Bereshus. Now by Bereshus, what does it mean Bereshus? Yilem lebezoinai. I say Amar Divrei Hakol Mutar. If you left for basic needs, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees it's Mutar. What does Rabbi mean when he says I agree with the Chachamim in that case? Ve'alo laharvacha. It must be farvacha. And Rabbi was saying that it's Mutar in that case. Ve'amar Nira Divrei Rabbi Yehuda b'ha. But in the Reisha you said that that's in that case he goes to Rabbi Yehuda that you're not allowed to get a haircut. So if you Rava were very stuck and how to understand Rabbi's statement. Says the Gemara Hachi Kamar. We can understand Rabbi as follows. That near and divir Rabbi Yehuda l'Rabbanan kishiyatza shalai bereshos. I agree with Rabbi Yehuda when you left shalai bereshos. Umayniyu lasha. And shalai bereshos is talking about for vacation. And the reason why I agree with Rabbi Yehuda is because there's no machlekes. Afilu chachamim l'inachaku alav elu laharvacha. Avo lashan maidule. The chachamim were only chaylik when it comes to harvacha. But when it comes to vacations, the chachamim agreed to Rabbi Yehuda. And I agree with the Rabbanan that you're allowed to get a haircut when you left Bereshos. Bereshos is referring to for basic parnasa needs. And the reason being that I agree with the Rabbanan that you're allowed to get a haircut is Shafilu Rabbi Yehuda like Nechuku Aleim Elul Harvacha Alav Lemezainais Maiduluhu. Is because even Rabbi Yehuda agrees in that case. So really, Rabbi was really saying, Rav's statement, Rabbi was saying that there's no machlekes in the case of Lashut or in the case of Mezainais. Everybody agrees by Lashut, you cannot get a haircut, and everybody agrees by Mezainais that you are allowed to get a haircut.